This is Radio Nepal. I am T.K. Prasad Kharka with news, the headlines first. Central members of CPN UML and CPN Mao Center put their views in the party's ongoing central committee meetings. Urge party leaderships to move ahead with clear ideologies and political visions, maintaining transparency in leaders' lifestyle. Government prepares to ensure free treatment for brain hemorrhage. President Ramchandra Portal urges media houses to be aware of potential risk of spreading fake information in competitive rush to disseminate news. And North Korea fires missile as Blinken met South Korean officials. Now the news in detail. The central members of the CPN UML presented their views in the second day of the central committee meeting today. CPN UML Central Publicity Department Chief Rajendra Gautam said that the central members of the party have been sharing their opinions upon the political report presented yesterday by the UML chairperson and Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli. They opined to strengthen the party at the foundational level and conduct ward-centric ideological and organizational campaigns for making the relationship with the public more stronger. Chairperson Wali would answer all the queries of the central members tomorrow. Meanwhile, members of the CPN Mao Center also put their views in the ongoing Central Committee meeting today. Presenting their views in the meeting, members urged all the leaders and cadres, including the chairperson, to move ahead with the clear ideologies and political vision, maintaining transparency in the lifestyle of the leaders and contributing to the labor and production. Briefing the media after the meeting, CPN Mao Center's spokesperson Agni Prasad Sapkauta said the speakers in the meeting urged leaders to carry high morale and character for winning the trust of the people, strengthen the party and create pressure to call the house session as soon as possible and run the house session effectively. Minister for Health and Population Pradeep Patel says the government is working on ensuring free treatment for brain hemorrhage. Addressing the 63rd anniversary program of Kanthi Children's Hospital in Kathmandu today, Minister Patel said that the ministry's recent efforts, noting that the hospital has already started providing free treatment for child cancer, saying that he was aware of the state of physical infrastructure and human resources crisis in Kanthi Children's Hospital. Minister Patel also pledged for the best possible assistance from the ministry. Along with the extreme cold, the air pollution in Kathmandu Valley has increased. According to the Air Quality Index AQI, today the air pollution level in Kathmandu Valley is 250 AQI. According to environmentalist Bhushan Tuladhar, air pollution is more likely to increase during winter than in summer. According to disaster management expert Dr. Dharmaraj Upreti, an AQI of 0 to 50 is considered good and given a green signal. Also, an AQI of 51 to 100 indicates caution. An AQI of 101 to 150 is considered to cause breathing problems and is dangerous for heart patients. According to him, an AQI of 151 to 200 is considered unhealthy. President Ramchandra Portal cautioned media houses about the potential risk of spreading fake information, urging them to be mindful of the issue in the competitive rush to disseminate news quickly. In his address during a reception organized for the newly elected office bearers of the Federation of Nepali Journalists at his office in Sital Nivas today, the head of the state stressed the need for the media houses to disseminate factual and truth-based information by overcoming the present challenges. Minister for Home Affairs Ramesh Lekhak says the government is committed to safeguarding the nation's land and borders. In a meeting of the House of Representatives, State Affairs and Good Governance Committee today, the minister said that the government is taking a sensitive approach towards protecting state territory. Home Minister Lekhak also added that the government is seeking a diplomatic solution to the issue about the farming of Sukla Patta National Parks area by Indian citizens. The Janamat Party has formed a two-member task force to establish an alliance with Madhya-centric parties. The task force's role is to initiate dialogue and foster cooperation among Madhya-centric parties, particularly in light of the recent call for amendment to the constitution. Earlier on Sunday, the Lok Tantrik Samajwadi Party also formed a committee to pursue unity and potential unification with the parties that share similar political agenda and ideologies. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
हरेक दिनको लागि सबै पाक यही पाए जहाँ जहाँ कनेक्टेड रहोस् इन्टरनेटमा सब गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकमको सहुलियत दरका प्याकेजहरू खरिद गर्न एस्ट्रिक 14 हेस डायल गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
वेलकम ब्याक. नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज. The Supreme Court has issued an order demanding additional documents regarding Pratik Thapa, an accused in the fake Bhutanese refugee scam. A single bench of Supreme Court Justice Sapana Pradhan Malla today ordered to ask an additional report on the case of Pratik Thapa, the son of former Home Minister Ram Bahadur Thapa, in connection with the fake Bhutanese refugee scam. Pratik had filed an application at the Supreme Court against the decision of the Pardon High Court and Kathmandu District Court to detain him for investigation in this scam. You are listening to Radio Nepal JTPM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. North Korea has fired a ballistic missile into the sea at the same time the top United States diplomat who is holding meetings in the South Korean capital, Seoul. According to Al Jazeera, South Korea's military said the missile was launched eastward at about noon shortly after U.S. Secretary of State Blinken met with South Korean acting president Choi Sang-mo. After the missile flew about 100 kilometers before landing in waters between the Korean Peninsula and Japan, the military said Seoul strengthened surveillance and vigilance for any more launches. Japan's Ministry of Defense said that the missile landed outside its exclusive economic zone and that there were no reports of damage to vessels or aircrafts. Both Blinken and South Korean Foreign Minister Cho Tae-yul condemned the launch at a joint news conference, with Washington's top diplomat calling it another violation of multiple UN Security Council resolutions. A huge winter storm brings heavy snowfall and freezing temperatures to the east coast of the U.S. as a state of emergency has been declared in 7 states. The BBC quoted the National Weather Service as saying that isolated areas could see up to 16 inches of snowfall in the Washington, D.C., as Maryland is also facing a major impact from accumulated snow. The city is poised to host a U.S. Congress meeting to formally certify Republican Donald Trump's election as president. More than 1,300 flights are said to have been canceled this morning due to heavy snowfall, with at least 3 inches of snow accumulating at Washington, D.C.'s Reagan International Airport. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast weather to be partly to generally cloudy, with the possibility of light snowfall at one or two places in the mountainous region. The weather will remain partly cloudy to generally cloudy in the mountainous region, and it will be partly cloudy to mainly fair in the dry region of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Central members of CPN, UML and CPN Mao Center put their views in the party's ongoing central committee meetings, urged party leaderships to move ahead with clear ideologies and political vision, maintaining transparency in leaders' lifestyle. Government prepares to ensure free treatment for brain hemorrhage. President Ramchandra Porwal urges media houses to be aware of potential risk of spreading fake information in the competitive rush to disseminate news. And North Korea fires missile as Blinken met South Korean officials. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this up, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.